You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KILT, KILT FM HD2 Houston. Insider access. Exclusive content. The Texans play here. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Texas Children's Houston Open. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Aggressive acts gone right or wrong. Let's look at some of the aggressiveness that has happened around here. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Starting with the Texans, and this is a two-piece combo involving the Houston Texans. Now, you can call this aggressive, you can call this selectively aggressive, but they tried to get Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
They had a line in the sand. They backed off. They tried to get Keenan Allen. They had a line in the sand. They backed off. What do we make of this selective aggressiveness by the Texans when it comes to surrounding C.J. Stroud with more talent on the offensive side of the rock?
Talk about mixed emotions. And you know, I hate to be wishy-washy, but occasionally you kind of are. And I'm kind of wishy-washy on this because I have that confidence in Nick Caserio and DeMeco Ryans and them finding the right guy, the right fit that can elevate this team. On the other hand, they did get beat out. Like, they could have had Saquon Barkley. They quite possibly could have had Keenan Allen. Quite possibly other players as well. And was it just strategic? That's where I would want to lean. But it just kind of – like, when we were listening to Saquon Barkley earlier, and he flat out said, hey, Houston was the first team I thought of. That's the first team I thought about. And then he went on to say, but that was before we started talking about money, which would kind of maybe want you to start thinking, so – Houston had a line in the sand. They didn't want to go over a certain price or a certain number of years or whatever. All right, that might be a great strategy, but if you ask me flat out, would I prefer Saquon Barkley over Joe Mixon? 100%. 100%. So, yes, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and they probably would have too, because if you listen to the price that they were offering, it was higher than what they ended up going with Mixon. Aggressiveness number three, and we just did the combo with Saquon and Keenan Allen.
Mm-hmm.
The Astros acquiring Verlander last year. And look, they got him at a bargain, so that it's not like they took on the whole contract when it came to the Mets, but he was good for you last year. This year, he's 41 years old. He's starting on the IL. Do you think perhaps that's a move we look back on and say, man, probably like to have that one back?
Yeah, I'm not going to be wishy-washy on this one. Yes. Yes, yes, I do. And for one reason already, it didn't work out last year. He was brought in to help you win a World Series. Didn't do it. That's harsh. That's a very high bar. But
you're using hindsight because we can.
It may be a little bit unfair. But you brought him in for – what were we talking about when they brought him in? Yeah, baby. You know, this is it. Might get him right over the top. That's what they were thinking. Didn't happen. So, yeah, that's unfortunate, but that's why you brought him in, and now you're bringing him, you know, into the 2024 season, and he's on the IL, and he's 41. So, yes, yeah, that was a little over-aggressive. It's hindsight, but you can.
Next aggressive hit or miss, the Astros not bringing in Blake Snell. Yeah. They were in on him per Chandler Rome. They were already paying the tax. The contract was reported before it was even signed, and that exact contract was signed with the San Francisco Giants.
Mm-hmm.
The Astros not bringing in Blake Snell Is that going to be the move that we look back on and say, damn, me, should have made that one happen?
Yeah, me personally, all day, every day. Not just because we like him as a show and we've had some fun with him. The dude is a stud, and he's a younger stud. And let me ask you this. Knowing what you know now, and it's always a dangerous game to play, but knowing what you know now, would you have rather not traded for Verlander last year?
Yes, yes.
And signed? It's always
–
it's not everyone's going
to
say yes. Everyone's going to say yes. So that – you know, yeah, I think that might be one that they can regret.
For sure. And that's going to be one that we're going to look back on. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig and Aaron live from the Houston Open. And final one, this is aggressiveness that did not pay off. And sometimes you get lucky. The Rockets, they were in on Brook Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
Brook Lopez, quote, screwed him over. Brook Lopez decided not to take the offer here, which who knows what would have happened with Şengün. And now we're seeing what's going on. Şengün looked good, and now Jalen Green looks better with Şengün out. Is it possible that maybe the Rockets were onto something and maybe the Brook Lopez thing was the right initial inclination?
I don't want to give them that much credit because not because I don't like them or don't want them to give them credit. I think they were just flat out lucky, you know. And
they tried to trade Jalen Green at the deadline.
That
too.
So sometimes
you get lucky.
Yeah, sometimes it's just luck. Good for them. Good for us to be able to watch it because it seems like they're getting onto something here. But I'm not going to say like this was like, you know what, we're not going to make that deal because I got a hunch that Şengün and Jalen Green are going to do whatever, you know. Sometimes you're just lucky and you take it and you move on.
Astros start out 0-1 yesterday. They fall to the Yankees. Framber Valdez, 6 walks, man. I mean, what are we doing with the 6 walks? Where are we at when it comes to the status of Framber Valdez as an ace? Because I think you're being a little bit more patient than a lot of people are right now.
Yeah, because he's never been an ace before, like the named go-into-the-season ace. Never. We've had this question, you know, in the middle of last year, at the end of last year, is he going to be an ace? Is he going to perform like an ace? That was your thing in the postseason. He's got to be an ace today. Like, he's got to be able to do this, this, or this. And I get it, but this is the first time he's going in, and he has to be the ace. So I'm going to give him till mid-July because the initial impression was not very impressive, not just 6 walks. Could not have had a better opportunity to win the opening day game. You're playing the Yankees. It's jam-packed. You got that high energy. You got that atmosphere. You're staked to a 4-0 lead in, what, the third inning? Something like that. You get out of 2 bases loaded jams. You get into the 5th inning somehow, despite being so wild, and you can't even finish the 5th inning. Like, he couldn't have had a better opportunity to win a game and didn't. Like, that's
And I know
that's
it's just
good.
It's the start of the year. It's early. I get it. Like, we hear it all the time. But just all those factors just kind of feel like it's a lower scale. There's not as much pressure. But all that type of stuff just kind of feels, especially when you're handed a 4-0 lead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, it feels like a little bit more than just 1 of 162.
Just because of what the statement could have been. Framber, let's say they get that 4-0 lead and he goes 6 1/3, 6 2/3, whatever. You're like, all right, this guy's got it going on, even just giving up a run or two. But no, I mean, you're given every chance to do it and you don't. It's just a horrible first impression there. But it's early, guy is out in full force.
Yeah,
I'm
and
sure.
He should be. Yeah. It's baseball season. There's a lot to get into. They need Framber to be an ace, though. I don't think that's like it's not a, oh, well, they perhaps need Framber to be an ace, no doubt about that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Hunter Brown has some qualities. Yeah, this guy, that guy, Verlander, who knows what he can do. But, no, you need Framber. That's the guy that's going to carry you this season.
We're out here at the Houston Open. Business picking up, man. I think Scheffler's on the course. That's him right there. He's got a hell of a gallery, doesn't he?
That is definitely Scheffler. Look at that.
Look at that gallery.
That's what happens.
Damn, is Tiger teeing off?
He's very popular.
We got him at -8 today.
He's from Dallas, right?
He's from Highland Park. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Same high school as?
A lot of people.
Who? As?
Who?
Matthew Stafford and Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that have come out of Highland Park, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But, yeah, Matthew Matthew Stafford, Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah. That's what happens when you're world number one ranked. This is a beautiful day. Windy. It's going to be wild.
He's going minus eight.
He is not going minus eight.
He's going minus eight.
There is no way.
He's good. Minus eight.
He's down to minus seven, though.
Yeah, told you.
He's picked up two shots today.
Yeah, he's minus two. There you go.
Is that him? No.
Yeah, you're good.
He might be.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
I'm sticking to my guns.
Follow the lead, bud.
I'm sticking to my guns.
I got you. If you need some golf, I got you.
Yeah, sure. Okay. He's not going to go minus eight in this win.
He'll finish minus 13 today, but yeah.
Okay.
Keep an eye on it.
Boy, if he finishes minus 13, we're never going to hear the end of it.
I don't want to share my golf predictions with you.
I share mine with you, and they're very lucrative.
Well, that might have been a passive-aggressive mention.
They're very lucrative. They've been very lucrative. I think I won $900 already this year in golf.
Look at you.
Wow. How about that? Yeah. How about you? How much have you won on golf?
I haven't bet on golf.
Okay. All right.
At all.
But you want people to listen to you.
Speaking of golf, we're out here at the Houston Open. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of observations. We're right here by the main entrance. Mm-hmm. I kind of think this is a good place to bring the kids.
Oh, for sure.
But I saw a lady pushing a stroller. And there wasn't a baby in it. And I'm assuming that the baby was somewhere else. But it got me to thinking, could there be some benefit to pushing the stroller even when you don't have a kid with you? I'm starting to wonder, like, if I don't have the baby.
Just bring the stroller?
Should I just bring the stroller? Because
for
I think,
what?
Well, people are going to get out of your way.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get to perhaps skip lines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to think I might need to take the stroller even when the baby's not with me.
I want to see you do that.
And I just cover it up and do that. I'm starting to think that might be something worth doing.
Yeah, I can see you doing that. Did you see the toddler in the Augusta National caddy suit with his name on the back? That's pretty sweet. That's very sweet. And then, of course, it's great people watching, man.
Yeah, we've seen some matching shirts. I know you were very critical of that.
Not a big fan of the matching shirts, his and hers. And the thing is, they weren't even the same type of shirt. Like, one was the sleeveless, one was not, and they matched. That's
you're not a matching shirt guy?
Not a matching shirt guy. I'm talking about, like, you and your girl. Not a matching shirt guy.
No, you're not down with that. That's surprising.
Why is that surprising?
I just thought you would be down with the matching shirts, man.
No, I am not a matching shirt guy.
Perhaps.
Not at all.
Seeing some jeans now. I don't know about this.
Every guy in here has some, most every guy in here has some twist on the shorts and golf shirt with the ball cap thing, which is predictable. But I saw a guy with, this is what is going to drive you nuts. With the shorts, golf shirt, hat, like a lot of people here, and high top basketball shoes.
Okay.
Is that a go or no go?
Fine. It depends.
Yeah.
It kind of depends. As long as they're not golf spikes, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good. Concession stands popping. A lot of folks partaking in yak. We saw Tyler Milner earlier today. Had a couple brews in his hand.
Is Tyler Milner...
He's off today.
Yes. Is he the guy that yells something after a drive?
Oh, get in the hole?
Yeah. Mashed potatoes! Have you seen that one on the internet? That's pretty funny.
How do you feel about
not like
the get in the hole?
I don't like get in the hole!
You don't like that?
Nah. It was cool at first, but it's too old. And now people are yelling.
But it's kind of like a bucket list item for people. You want to yell get in the hole.
Why?
I did it at the U.S. Open.
Of course you did.
Well, it was when Tiger won against Rocco.
Yeah?
I yelled get in the hole. I just wanted to, man. It's bucket list. Little did I know that would be one of Tiger's last majors, but yeah I did it.
Like, people yell, like, non sequiturs now. They yell nonsense. I saw one that my son texted me today. Somebody just yelled, mashed potatoes! Why? To be funny, I guess. Why? And the picture by the Texas Children's Hospital Houston Open giant golf ball, there's been at least 150 of those pictures taken. Like, you know...
Oh, right here?
Yeah, everybody's stopping to take that picture
The Graham one.
Yeah, that's the Graham.
That's the one doing it for the Graham.
Yep.
Shout out to it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, a lot of stuff going on here, man. This wind, man.
It's going to be brutal on these guys.
Out.
It's going to be brutal on these guys. Beautiful
goodness
day.
Gracious.
Very windy.
Yeah, it's a little too windy for my liking.
Yeah, man. And Scotty Scheffler's.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. It'll be straight. Cougs tonight, they're going to be taking on the Duke Blue Devils, man. Are there very many brands more hateable than Duke?
Like, it's not
Coach
a long
K,
list.
Like, do you like Coach K?
Never was a fan.
Yeah. Is there any like more unlikable OG coach than Coach K?
I can't think of a lot. Like, who else is even on the list?
Izzo.
I like Izzo, though.
Oh, God.
I like Izzo.
He's a bit.
Bobby Knight was in that list.
God.
He was on that list.
Roy Williams.
I liked Roy Williams, too.
Roy Williams was kind of likable.
Yeah, I liked him, too. Thinking, I like Saban, and, you know, unless your team's playing
Saban's
him.
Yeah, Saban's tight.
I like Saban, but he kind of rubbed people the wrong way occasionally.
But Coach K?
I'm not a big fan. Never was big. And I actually have, like, some history there. Like, I've been around him, not like buddies or anything.
Yeah.
But I've been around him enough to like, okay, this guy.
Yeah.
Okay, this guy.
Just thought he invented hoops.
Dude, that dude could curse.
Man, he never got teed up.
Oh, he could curse.
He was yelling at refs the whole time.
I don't know how he never got teed up.
Then he latched on to Team USA, and they started giving him credit because it was after the, oh, look, Coach K's turned it around.
Yeah.
He rolled the ball out there to LeBron James and Kobe Bryant, and somehow they willed their way to win.
Coach K happened to get with the team when the next Dream Team got there.
Yeah, Coach K, look at the Olympic basketball impact.
Yeah,
I'm not a Coach K guy. And that the way that you know someone is kind of like a polarizing guy is that he's not even there anymore, and you're just kind of like, man, I hate Duke because of him.
Yeah,
he's
still.
Not, he has nothing to do with
still,
it.
Still, absolutely.
It's disgraceful.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610 live from the Houston Open.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Texas Children's Houston Open. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
These are my confessions. All right, Lunchtime Confessions. We confess our sins to you, the Loophole. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports, but we're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during Lunchtime Confessions. It is time to confess.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I'm sure you saw this. I love when teams do things like what the Chiefs did. I guess it was yesterday or this morning. They signed a rugby star.
Okay.
And I forget his name. It's Reese Zammit.
That's a good move.
Well, hear me out. With the new kickoff rules, the dude went through all the training, had a pro day of sorts after he left rugby, ran a 4.4. Rugby is like as close to what you can get of close quarters, like the new kickoff rule. And they signed him with a bonus and everything else. They're bringing him to camp. He never played football in his life, but he's played rugby and was a superstar on the professional rugby circuit. I love stuff like this.
Why?
If nothing else, this year because
just of the, for what? PR?
No, I just told you. The kickoff rules. Like, have him that's rugby. That's rugby.
It's football.
It's football, but the moves and the close quarters.
Are they going to lift them up?
No, they're not going to have a scrum.
Lift up guys or what?
They're not
going to
scrum.
They're going to put their heads down and bump shoulders?
All right, remember you said that. Like, he might not be starting the year there, but this guy runs a 4.4, big, giant dude.
Never heard of that in the NFL.
Okay. Remember you said that. Like, for the new kickoff rules alone, they are adjusting and they're getting it done. I think this is a pretty bold and smart move.
So you think Nick Caserio should be scouting the rugby guys?
Why not? For the kickoffs. Like, seriously, why not? You're disrespecting rugby.
These are my confessions. You like rugby a lot?
No, but I respect it.
You like watching it?
No, but I respect it.
I'm just asking, though. Like,
yeah.
I went to one, and I was like, okay.
Some good athletes, man.
I mean, they're bad. They're tough as hell. I'm not questioning your toughness, man. I'm speaking from entertainment standpoint. Yeah. I wasn't as entertained as I was led to believe I would be. But no, I'm not. I'm definitely not questioning the toughness.
I think it's a shrewd move, especially for a team that's up against the cap. They're looking for a little edge. Gets a guy, give him a little bonus. Runs a 4.4. He's a big dude that knows how to escape tight quarters like that. You're going to have in the kickoffs. I love it.
I think Ryan Pressly looks broken, man.
That's an interesting take.
I got to confess, he looks kind of broken. And I wonder how he's going to handle this role. I think naturally there's got to be, like, expected to be some sort of decline. I mean, the guy's been freaking awesome for a long time. But I got to say, man, you know, we've looked at this bullpen, and I think Abreu's still a lead. I think Josh Hader's a freaking badass. I don't think we're going to get the Ryan Pressly that we've been used to, which is still fine. He'll still be okay.
Yeah.
But I do think that the fact that they brought in a better guy and they upgraded the position, I think he looks a little broken, man, compared to what he was.
Yeah. I'm not going to go as far as that, but I think it's – first of all
– So do you think he's an all-star caliber guy still?
If I had to predict, I'd say no. But
– And we are going off one game. But.
Yeah, and we're just going off one game. But really we're not. We're kind of going off of what he said when they brought in Hader, which I would do it all over again.
Hader, clout chaser.
I would do it again. But that has to affect Ryan Pressly. Like, whether it's his, you know, his mood, his approach, whatever it does,
yeah,
it has to affect
him. It's been a big part of things.
Yeah.
Watch this.
These are my confessions. I think Brian Kelly really did slip up. You saw this, right?
Yeah, Brian Kelly said that Washington was going to take Samuels.
He's going to be able to do this, this, and this for Washington. Wait, yeah. What? For Washington? I think he really did slip up. I think he knew something or has heard something about how Washington likes Jaden Daniels. And, like, that was, like, too smooth, you know?
Yeah.
He was just like, yeah, he's going to be great for Washington. Wait, what? It was at his pro day.
Yeah, we'll hear it when we go around the league.
Yeah.
In the 1 o'clock. But yeah, Brian Kelly might have slipped up a little bit.
Yeah. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I'm over this Singleton thing.
Oh, God.
This John Singleton pinch hit crap. Let's stop it. The guy, the John Singleton thing's got to stop.
Yeah.
It's a cool story. Great. Whatever. Like, the John Singleton thing has to stop. It's over. It's done. It's borderline make a wish at this point with him up there. Like, his walk up song should be like Rascal Flatts, My Wish for You at this point. Like, stop the John Singleton stuff. It's not working. You got to get a better bench than that. It's basically just accepting an out just so you can tell this sob story. Why is John Singleton still a thing?
I agree with you, but I also think yesterday was a little bit of an Espada thing. You're replacing a guy that hit a 450-foot home run in the sixth inning with John Singleton in a key situation. That's an aggression. We might be having confessions about spot his aggression at some point.
Do they still have kids run the base day?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to have this, like, feel good, let's put him on the field type of thing, just let John Singleton run the bases after the game.
With the kids?
With the kids. Slide into home or whatever and get a picture. I'm tired of him coming up in clutch situations. It's awful. And then Espada says he's playing the numbers. What numbers?
Yeah, that
he's
was...
He's like 1-for-30 in pinch hits.
Yeah.
I think his OPS was less than 600. Like, what numbers are you going by? Righty-lefty?
What are we talking
about?
Are we
going righty-lefty?
He said righty-lefty.
Come on,
man. He said righty-lefty.
This Singleton thing, it's a cool story, but the Astros, they're above cool stories. We got to stop this.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I think ever since my kids have grown up, I've one of my favorite things always when the kids were little was
the middle son.
It was putting the toys together for them. You know, late
like what kind of toys?
Like whatever they wanted, whatever we got.
Some of those
them.
Baby toys are tough, man.
Like staying up all night, especially at Christmas time, putting toys together. That was one of my absolute favorite things to do. I think I realized that I actually replaced it about 25 years ago.
Replaced what?
That joy of putting the toys together in the middle of the night.
Gardening?
No. One of my favorite things to do is waking up about 3:30 in the morning to put barbecue on Easter. Because I'm waking up at 3:30. I'm going to make two racks of dino ribs. You're the only person doing it, just like the toys. It's dark. It's usually a little brisk in the springtime, you know, a little cool. Man. You're getting all the meat out of the refrigerator. I got two racks of dino ribs. I got four chickens, and I got about 6 pounds of sausage. We're going to have 30 people over to the house.
You know what I'm thinking about doing?
I love getting up in the middle of the night and starting that stuff.
You know what I'm thinking about doing?
What?
I'm thinking about robbing your ass at 2 on Easter Day. Just going in that grill and just jacking those ribs and that chicken. Because I know where you live and I know how to get in the backyard.
Well, there's about 30 people that would have a problem with that.
I'm thinking about just going and jacking your ass and taking the chicken and the ribs.
I put it this way. You wouldn't get out of the driveway.
Y'all be asleep.
No, I'm starting them at 3:30 in the morning. You're going to take them at 3:30 in the morning? I'll be out there.
No, I'm going to go at 2.
Oh, well, you don't know where they are.
I have a pretty good idea. I have a pretty good idea.
That room is locked. Man, those dino ribs are...
What's a dino rib?
It's the big, giant beef rib. It's like usually a rack of three or four ribs. I got two racks because it's going to be so many people. And then four chickens and a bunch of sausage. But that I love that. Like, I'm, like, so looking forward to getting up at 3:30 because I timed it out on my cook, and I'm figuring that's when I'm going to do it. Put them on.
There you go.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It's like a solitude, quiet. You're doing something, you know?
Letting them know.
You're doing something for everybody else.
Letting them know, okay.
I'm a giver, Landry.
There you go. Good for you.
Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I think Sean lied yesterday, man. I know he's on vacation, but I saw Sean Pendergast. He posted the picture, and I'm going to talk to him about this. He posted a picture on his Instagram with his wife and Lisa Ann. Mm-hmm. Lisa Ann, she used to be an adult film star. She's a really good fantasy analyst. Back in the Triple Threat days, Sean would have her on the show. It's one thing to post the picture, but he called her one of his best friends.
His very best friends.
I come on, man. Like, I get that you have her as a guest, but someone so social,
and
like
they're friends, I'm sure.
And I know she has 5 million followers on Instagram all that. But one of your best friends.
Yeah, I thought.
Come on, brother.
I thought you and Figgy brought up a good point. She didn't mention anything about him or
no
them
post
on her post.
No post.
So is it reciprocal? None. Is he one of her?
It's got to be awkward for her when he says that, right? Like, if you're Lisa Ann, like, we're tight. What, you know, I came to the wedding. Yeah. I do a guest spot on your show. I see you, but you called me one of your best friends?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I got your point. I agree with it.
It's kind of like the hangover when the dude with the satchel is telling them that they're the
we're
best friends.
We're the three best friends that anyone
that's
could
how
have.
Lisa Ann felt. Sean should have just been wearing a satchel.
Sean, Amy, and Lisa Ann. We're the three best friends that anyone
could. She's like, I like giving fantasy football advice and all that, but I mean, like, let's not take it too far.
I got one more.
These are my confessions.
I am that dad, and I don't care. So my daughter, yesterday, volunteered here at the Texas Children's Houston Open. Yeah. She's an oncology nurse at Texas Children. She wanted to be a part of it out here.
Yeah.
She won. One
did she
voted on
and
by her
they?
By her peers, volunteer of the day at the Texas Children's Houston Open.
Do you think they really voted
and
on this?
And I she sent me the picture and I posted it on my
what
Twitter.
Was the final vote count?
I don't know.
Who was she in the running?
She was on top. She won it.
What was the vote count? Do we have the vote count?
I do not have the vote count. I didn't ask for that. But how about that? She's going to come by here in a little bit. Okay. You can ask her about the vote count. That's quite the honor. There's hundreds.
Kind of seems like she's probably just the most obnoxious.
No, she was the most helpful.
I mean, she's done a lot, but I don't know about that.
She was the most helpful. She was the friendliest. She helped a lot of people get their questions answered to the point that she was named volunteer of the day.
Yeah.
What if she backs it up? What if she goes double, you know, goes like it's be like a unprecedented. It'd be a dynasty.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know about this. It's Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop. Coming up, an Elite Eight showdown honoring Easter.
Yeah, man.
Next.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Texas Children's Houston Open. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Elite Eight. Cougs trying to get there today. Yesterday, 3 out of 4 upsets. Mm-hmm. UNC, you gone. Arizona, you gone. Iowa State, you gone. UConn.
No, they're
who's
still here.
Who's going to mess with them?
They are still here.
John Lopez presents the latest installment of the In the Loop Elite Eight.
Yes, sir. Easter time. We were just talking about getting up early, cooking, and all that stuff. So the thing about Easter is that there are some very traditional dinners that kind of cross over to everybody. But a lot of people put their unique stamp on it.
I think Easter's just a free-for-all. There's no expectation of what to eat. I mean, hell, you could go and end up having, like, fried chicken, barbecue, traditional Thanksgiving-ish dinner. Easter dinner, you can go anywhere. You can go Mexican food. You can do whatever.
And people do. But there are some traditional ones. So here's the Elite Eight of Easter dishes. Okay? We'll start with the main course. Barbecue, as in chicken, brisket, whatever, or ham. Barbecue versus ham.
Always barbecue. Always barbecue.
Figgy?
I agree, barbecue.
Yeah, it's got to be barbecue. That's a spring thing.
Are you a ham guy?
No, but some people are. No, I mean, ham for us is New Year's Day.
I mean, really? Like
yeah, we do
okay.
New Year's Day.
Like, if you have to pick between turkey and ham, you ever going ham? Is there ever a time where you go ham? Not hard.
Yeah,
as
turkey
a
and ham. Turkey and ham, I will. But no, Easter is springtime, cooking, all that stuff. I go barbecue.
See the way that demands respect. The baby's
What's that?
Not even in there. Like, everybody's going to get out of her way.
They're helping her.
Yeah, look at that.
I think you might be onto something.
Dude, I'm going to start pushing a stroller every damn where I go. Next time we're on remote, I'm going to have a stroller and there's going to be no baby in it. I'm serious.
All right.
You're laughing. I'm serious.
Another Elite Eight, I guess, battle here. This was a tough one for me to decide.
Okay.
Deviled eggs.
God.
God, I love deviled eggs, which is a tradition.
It's so hit or miss, though, brother.
Deviled eggs.
It's got to be the right recipe.
Versus dip. Now, I can in your mind, you
what
can.
What does that mean?
Like, you can not chewing tobacco.
Dip.
Dip, as in bean dip, French onion dip, you know, spinach artichoke
That's
dip.
That's a broad statement.
Because
man.
I'm looking at, like, an appetizer kind of thing. Because deviled eggs are usually like the like
gotta
an
go
appetizer.
Dip, then.
So, deviled eggs versus your favorite dip that people bring.
Dip.
I'm going deviled eggs, man.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem, John. You have large gatherings.
Yes, we do.
Typically, the deviled eggs, like, sometimes they'll bring 24. It's not enough. And there's always some jackass like you that's taken, like, 8.
Well,
so like,
that
so
is
you're,
true.
So you're basically cutting it. You're basically cutting it because when John Lopez is sitting there over the deviled eggs.
No, you're not lying.
And they brought 24.
Yeah.
John Lopez eats 8 or 10.
Yeah.
There's 14 left, which means you perhaps have a 50% chance in an ideal scenario. Of getting a deviled egg, no. Or you probably don't because John Lopez is probably not the only jackass that's going to eat all the deviled eggs. So you got to go with the dip because everybody can get in on the dip.
Look, I you're not wrong. I am a deviled egg freak. So I got deviled eggs. You got bean. But you snooze, you lose. You know, you go get them. You get them. Figgy?
I don't eat this at all, but I got to go with deviled eggs, man, because
Dang
that
right.
a lot of people make around Easter. Eggs is the theme of Easter.
Yes.
So I think that's a must.
What's that
up,
is, philosophy?
That is a must.
Good Lord. Selfish, man. But the other thing is they're so hit or miss. Like, there's some real crappy deviled
eggs.
People
make bad
deviled
eggs. People can make some bad
deviled
eggs.
Oh, my God.
And you have to have one.
Here's the other thing about deviled eggs that I think is crazy. Have you ever seen someone not be proud of their deviled eggs?
That's what I'm saying.
Sucker
I was
they're
just
going to
say that.
They're always great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I made these, you know.
You got to try my deviled eggs. You got to try my deviled eggs.
And they're, like, always, they're always so proud. It's like, whoa, those
that
suck.
That is awful.
Those are trash,
why'd you put cinnamon
what
in
What are you doing there?
What are you putting in this
Goodness
thing?
Goodness gracious, have you ever heard of mustard, ma'am?
That's right. All right, we got barbecue chicken advancing with deviled eggs. Potato salad versus macaroni salad.
See, this is hit or miss. I'm going to sit on the fence here.
Potato salad versus macaroni salad.
I'm going to sit on the fence here because this could go either way. Now, it's always a showdown. You always got to get the potato salad. You got to get the mac salad. You got to put them by each other.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll even mix them in, but it could go either way. It could go either way.
Yes. I am going to say potato salad.
But it's got to be yellow.
I like them both. I like
gotta be yellow.
I like the white and the yellow. But yes, I'm going to go potato salad. Only because as easy a dish as it is to make, people screw up macaroni salad more than any other dish.
Oh, because they just sit there and mix it
way too
it
much
up
mayo,
and all that. Yeah.
Way too much whatever.
Flat, bro.
Figgy?
I'm going to go with potato salad on this one.
Yeah. Easter potato salad. All right. Got to have a little bit of a Easter egg hunt here. This is a big brawl. Jelly beans versus chocolate eggs.
Chocolate eggs, man.
You know the little chocolate, Linders or whatever? They're good.
I'm good on the jelly beans, bro.
I love jelly beans.
I'm good on the jelly beans.
I shamed my wife into buying me some jelly beans the other day.
Yeah, I'm good on the jelly beans.
Everybody had jelly beans. We were at my son's house, and everybody was eating jelly beans. I said, I don't have any jelly beans. So there was one slammed on the counter within hours. There's your damn jelly beans. Thank you. That's all I wanted was my own jelly beans. I'm going jelly beans. You're going to go chocolate eggs?
Yeah, chocolate eggs.
Figgy?
I'm gonna go with the jelly beans, man.
Damn right,
I think
you
they,
are. I think damn right,
they
you are.
They easier to eat. They, yep. You know, they won't melt or none of that. So I'm gonna go with the jelly beans, man.
I'm you with you.
Send them right there in the jar.
Yep.
Yuck.
All right. Barbecue chicken versus deviled eggs.
Barbecue chicken. Huh?
Barbecue, I should say. I said
barbecue,
chicken.
Barbecue.
Barbecue versus. You're gonna go barbecue.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna go barbecue as well. Potato salad versus jelly beans.
Potato salad.
Easter dishes. Keep
potato
in mind.
Potato salad.
There's a theme here.
Potato salad.
Figgy?
Potato salad.
Yeah, I guess I got to go potato salad, even though I love jelly beans. So here you go. Best Elite Eight.
So just go ahead and give it to barbecue.
Easter dish. Barbecue. What? It could be bad barbecue.
Let's go ahead and give it barbecue to
barbecue. Barbecue versus potato salad.
Let's go ahead and give it to barbecue.
Figgy?
Yeah, I'm going to go with barbecue.
Guess that was
the only way barbecue can be bad, there's a couple of things.
Barbecue was UConn. They just rolled the field. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The only way what?
There's a couple of ways that barbecue can be bad, and I'm not, I don't want to.
Come on now.
No, I don't. You cook very well. We know that, but there could be a couple things that you could do. I'm not saying you do them, but you could do that could ruin the experience or at least dampen.
Well, you gotta say,
it's all good, man.
No,
We're live at the Houston Open out
here. Thousands of people that are hinging on your words
in
here.
The Loop Sports Radio 6. Nah, and that's y'all's mistake.
Shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's y'all's mistake.
Well, you gotta say it for my sake.
Nah, I'm
how can you ruin barbecue?
Sometimes the cook can kind of like just be giving you a survey during every bite. Like, just let me eat. I don't need your.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to do a case study while
you
I'm
like
eating.
The chicken or the ribs.
Oh yeah. So what do you like? Oh yeah. What about the sauce on that? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We put this on this and this stuff. Yeah. Usually I do this, but I did that. Oh yeah. Look at this. Oh yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, this is blah 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 blah.
Yeah. That's
just cooking. We'll have the combo after.
Yeah, that's.
I'm not going to take the survey during.
Very much possible, and it does happen.
Yeah.
Especially when, like, really when they're not sure about a dish themselves, so it makes it even more difficult because it's probably not as good as you've had elsewhere.
Yeah, it just kind of gets a little bit tough. I'm enjoying it, man. Yeah, it's good, dude.
What are you going to do?
Appreciate you. Yeah, thank you.
No, what are you going to do? For Easter.
I'm going to go eat stew, man. Go eat stew at
my
mom's.
Oh, you're going to go see. That's right. You're going to Dallas.
Yeah, I'm going to see my mom. I'm going to go eat some stew.
You might actually get into the U of H game.
Nah. I'm good. Yeah. I don't want to jinx it. I'll let them do their thing, assuming that they win today. I'll be eating stew.
Yeah. That's her thing?
I mean,
that's her thing for you, right?
Yeah, but it's not. It's never really been an Easter thing, but I think it's just this year, the stew, so.
I love a good stew. It's better the second day than the first day.
Yeah, it's kind of like lasagna.
Yeah, it just kind of all the flavors come together.
Spaghetti.
Yeah. A little better. Spaghetti can be like that, too.
Spaghetti can go in.
Yep.
Sure.
Absolutely.
100%. So barbecue wins.
That's barbecue was UConn. Just rolling the field.
Just rolling.
Yeah. It is blowing. Like, it is blowing 25, maybe even harder than that.
Yeah, there's a lot of wind going on around
the
here.
Scores. See if the scores.
Who cares?
See what the scores are doing. See if it's
cares?
Reflecting it. I care.
Who cares?
I care.
We don't need the scores. Shout out. I know we're at the Texas Open. No one, we don't need scores. Just come out here, have a good time. No one cares.
It's yeah, like well, that's golfers, true,
like
too.
90% of these golfers don't care if they win or not. So
no, that's not true.
You don't have to care either.
No, you don't. You
they're just, chilling. They're just collecting a check.
Well, the best way to collect a check is to finish higher on the leaderboard.
They're just hanging out.
Yeah. No, you're wrong.
I'm not trying to win.
You are wrong.
It's going through the motions.
Yeah.
You can do that. You can just, yay. Thanks for the 10K. Appreciate you. Bye. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Let us sign a few autographs. All right. By the way, that souvenir shop's out of control.
Is it good?
It's a joke.
How so?
I mean, goodness gracious.
Did you go in there?
Collecting arms and legs in there, man.
What do you mean?
It's the price, an arm and a leg for a shirt.
Well, like, give me like, give me an example.
I mean, come on, man. Like, there's, like, shirts that are, like, not like 90, I never even heard of the brand.
$90?
Yeah.
Dang.
Like, come on, man.
Well, that's pricey.
They might as well call that the Jeffrey Dahmer
God
souvenir
almighty.
Shop. Because they're collecting
awful.
Arms and legs.
Good
it's
Lord.
The price. Just put arm and leg on the price
that
tag instead of $90.
Awful.
Goodness gracious.
That, now you're like Antonio Brown.
Come on, man. Hashtag CTESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Scheffler's at -5 right now. Oh, he hadn't even teed off yet.
No, he just did. Tony Finau leading.
Yeah, Scheffler will be -13 by the time this is over.
All
so.
Right, we'll see.
Yeah, this wind ain't going to phase him. He's good.
Okay.
Just aim a little bit left.
We shall see.
Just aim a little bit left. You're good. Coming up, let's go around the NFL. A guy who chose to play in the AFC South, but not with the Houston Texans. He explains his decision. Plus, usually this brother is the one that people side with. But he's being called fake. Is there a point, and a coach potentially tips his hand as to where one of the top quarterbacks in the draft is going to go? Let's go around the NFL live from the Houston Open next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.